right. That's nice. Very nice.
Well, for those of you listening here, I'm sure you notice a little something different. This is no longer a one-man show, and I no longer have a guest host. I now have a permanent co-host.
Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. You've heard me before, but I am stuck with this guy now for the rest of the eon.
And the people have spoken, and they have asked for Zender and Sheridan, and you have got it. As of today, we are now the Zender and Sheridan show. So thank you for joining us. And I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
We're in Indianapolis. We're actually in Indianapolis at station WBRI recording through the courtesy of the station engineers here. So it's a real radio stage. We're pretty excited.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the water.
There you go. We got a whole staff working for us
now. I know.
It's fantastic.
Great.
You just tell them what we need. I need coffee. I need a sandwich. And it's right here. It's fantastic.
Steak sandwich? Steak sandwich?
Yeah, we got it made now.
Well, this program is for truth lovers. And for those of you who've listened to the programs, you know most of our time is, beside the little intro and close, telling you who we are and what we do, is always spent on teaching you something out of the scriptures. And this is a program for truth lovers in a day of absolute confusions where we base our conclusions upon our delusions. but here we're here to discuss truth. What do you think of that, Martin?
I think that I need to tell you about, I was looking at the moon the other night. You mind if I insert that
in
the show?
Yeah.
I mean, here I am, you know. You want to talk about truth, I'm talking about I was looking at the moon the other night.
I'm glad we're on radio when you moon people. So.
Well, we're 20th anniversary. No, it's the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. I was looking at the moon the other night, and there's nothing like staring at a celestial orb to remind you of the big picture. I mean, this is not a movie. You're looking up at that moon, and it's like, how is that thing hanging up there? It's just there, and you realize that it's this ball of rock floating, apparently, in the middle of the heavens. And the reason it's bright, I was analyzing all these things. Why is that thing bright? Because the sun is on the other side of the Earth. This gigantic ball of hydrogen is on the other end of the Earth, shining on the moon. It's these big things. I mean, I felt minuscule, and this inspired me to realize how important it is that when you look at these big things in heaven that God has made, you realize that the importance is to find out what God has said. That is what God has made. How magnificent is that? But we have access to what that Creator has said. And, folks, you can look at the world. You can look at the news. I hope you don't. My dad always used to ask me, son, why don't you take a newspaper? I never took a newspaper my whole life. Because I said, well, then I might know what's going on in the world. I didn't want to, because it's nothing but bad news out there. And many people are fearful for what's coming upon the earth. But when you find out what God is doing, then that fear will disappear.
Especially with the 24-hour news shows now, they have to constantly repeat it over and over. It's like when I was a Catholic, you'd say the rosary. Keep repeating them over and over and over again. That's what it is like the news today. You constantly get the same information. And you could probably write on one sheet of paper what's newsworthy in a week. When you really think about it.
And it changes. My philosophy was always, wait till the Reader's Digest comes out. Because, you know, by the time all the dust settles, the story changes day by day. It's like following the stock market. I'm terrible at stocks. I had stocks one time, and I'm so stupid. I'm actually watching it every day. I could never have stocks because I just watch all the ups and downs. It changes every day. The Reader's Digest waits till all the dust settles, and then they come back, and they'll tell you what happened. But to follow it day by day is an exercise in futility. You just can't keep up with it. Who wants to?
And what you pointed out earlier that, you know, this is, again, it's a program for truth seekers. And this is very introductory, but we want to let everyone know what we're about here. It's truth. Paul said this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, or literally it's God-breathed. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And it's interesting, this word perfect, that the man of God may be perfect. Notice it says it's the scriptures that make the man of God perfect, not the news, not the newspapers, not philosophy, not education, but the scriptures. And it's interesting. I want to read you something about this Greek word perfect, okay?
Where are you again? I'm
in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This word perfect, it's an adjective that means to fit. It's and here's what it means in Greek. In Greek, it means the perfect adaptation and suitability. So this word means adaptation and suitability. Think about what it means to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Greeks used it of time as denoting the exact or right moment, and of numbers denoting a perfect or even number as opposed to an odd number. So this word perfect has to do with that. Now, and then it says, "Throughly furnished." I'm reading from the King James. And this word was used of furnishing a house or making preparation for war, and it was also used for preparing a ship to go out on a long journey. And so to sum it up, scriptures, he who studies God's word will be a man of God, fitted out and provided for all the circumstances and emergencies of life. Isn't that interesting? That's what the scriptures, that's what it does for us. It helps us to adapt to the situation perfectly and give us everything we need for life in any time, any place, anywhere, regardless of what's going on in Washington, London, or Moscow.
It's a filter. It's like if we have this knowledge, it's like a filter. Everything that comes in filters through this knowledge that we have, and we can understand it in light of what God says about it. And the Word, I suppose, is like a sieve. I mean, it will take what's useless and get rid of it. But the only way, again, you can have this filter is if you know the Word, if you're acquainted with it. And Paul says elsewhere, let the Word of God be dwelling in you richly. That way, if they take away your Bibles, it doesn't matter. You have the Word of God in you, and you're right, you're equipped, and it goes with you. And nobody can take that away.
That's right. There's both a positive and negative effect on the Word of God. It's positive in that it prepares us for all good works. Negative, it also keeps us from the bad ones. The psalmist said, "By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." And this is something, and I can't stress this enough, when we say that everything you're going to hear on this program is not It doesn't come from a five-point sermon book. It doesn't come from a theology book. It's something that we mine from the Word of God itself. And I can't stress that enough. We're living in a day where you go to here's a test. And I don't know if you've been to a Christian bookstore lately. Have you?
I stay away from them at all costs.
I have to be honest with you. I don't go to them anymore, just like I don't listen to a lot of Christian talk shows. And I hope people don't turn this one off. But 'cause it's amazing how little truth you get. Go to a Christian bookstore today, what do you get? You get knickknacks, you get pictures, and you go to the doctrinal section, they have all the Bibles with the pretty colors on them now, and you really get very little on doctrine, but you know what you get? You get a lot of self-help.
How to live your life.
How to live your life, how to put up with your wife, or something like that. It's all trying to adjust you to your crappy circumstances.
Yeah.
Whereas the Word of God fits you out to fill your circumstances with God's Spirit and honor Him in that circumstance with the right doctrine. Right doctrine equals right practice. And this is why we're going to spend time in these shows going through and talking about the different teachings of the Scripture, and we're going to compare them in many instances with what the Christian religion teaches.
Will they be the same?
I don't know. We'll have to see as we go along in these programs. If they
remember,
are the same.
We did a show in, not you and I, but a group of us did a show in Cleveland, Ohio, back in 1999. And before we went on, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he says, "Well, what are you guys going to talk about when you get up there?" I said, "Well, we're going to talk about the big issues." And he says, "Oh, really?" I said, "Yeah, we're done with the big issues." He goes, "Like what? Like abortion and like whether Christians should be involved in politics? Are you going to talk about legislation?" You mean, I said, that's what he thought were big issues. I'm not belittling abortion. Of course, it's an important issue. But how are these for big issues? Is God in control of the world or is he not? Does Satan have a free will? These big issues. I was just talking about that today with somebody. Who is God?
Who is God?
Who is God? That's the equipment that we need. It's not going to help us to know. Well, you know, there are practical considerations, but as you said, there's nothing more practical to find out who is God.
And remember, our Lord Jesus, he gave the hardest time in his ministry when he was on earth to who?
The Pharisees, the lawyers.
And what was the Pharisees' problem? It says they laid aside the commandment of God to hold the tradition of men, and they appeared holy, and they appeared, they seemed to have this aura about them that they were the men, and they had the PhDs, but we find that these are the ones who use their traditions to nullify truth. And we're going to find, I think, a lot of the traditions, the creeds of Christendom, as Philip Schaff has written, the creeds of Christendom have done everything to destroy truth, to dishonor God, and to give a false conception of who he is and what his son Jesus Christ has accomplished. One of the things about this show that will that we are going to be centered on is the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We teach and we believe, and we're going to proclaim on this program a Savior who is successful. He is enough. He's not only necessary, he's enough. He's accomplished our justification. He's made provision for the sin in our life. He's made provision for the future. And we're going to be talking about these things in this program. We have a God who's in control of every inch of the universe.
And the problem with all that is, in the person's practical life, is they can't see it. It's an invisible armor. The equipment you're talking about, this Word of God, it's invisible. And so the world is used to relying on things they can see for strength. You know, the guys drive past my house in these cars. I don't know what it is with teenage boys that they don't feel powerful. They're revving up these huge cars. It's the whole world is going after the power and the might and the authority of things that are tangible, things you can see. But we're talking about knowledge. You can't see it. And yet knowledge is more powerful than the atom bomb, even than that V8 engines. I don't think about cars. Those stupid cars that go past my house, that's not power. That's not power. Flexing your foot on an accelerator, that makes them feel good. How long does that last? You know, it's such a temporary rush, and we're getting past the temporary rush. And when you get past, it's just like a sugar high at church, or the guy going past squealing his tires. It's a sugar high. We're getting past all that.
Yeah,
we're getting to substance.
This is not bumper sticker theology.
That's not right.
Sunday morning theology where you we're not going to pump up your faith to 5 square inches, you know, or whatever. Did that make any sense?
No.
Whatever.
100 pounds per square inch.
100 pounds
per square inch. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Are we done already? This is Dan Sheridan. You can reach me at crossandthrone.com.
I'm Martin Zender, and I will be found at martinzender.com.
And if you do have any questions, you can call us at 847-312-4676. And we're going to be in Chicago coming up, aren't we?
That's right, September 21st, right? No 18th.
Sorry.
Cancel that.
18th. September 18th through the 20th, go to crossandthrone.com, and you will find it there. And click.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I got to go.